This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Jake's in Sachse. Jake's since 1985, some of the best burgers in North Texas. And you can join us here for the next 3 hours. We have the nation for you. And then coming up at 7 o'clock, it'll be your chance to try out to be the next fan host here. Fan Phenom's coming up.
You never know. You might be working with me tomorrow. Or, you know, and if you're the next fan phenom, Blake Elliott, 2 days.
Fast track you.
Just jumped right in there, both feet. Did a good job.
Yeah, it is a very cool promotion or a cool thing that we do every year, every couple of years or something like that. Yeah. And, I mean, the opportunity's there for you if you got what it takes to make yourself a sports broadcaster. Wish everybody nothing but the best of
Absolutely.
Luck in that.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jake's and Sachse for hosting. KNC Masterpiece is going to be at a separate Jake's tomorrow as the party continues. Here's Eric Chiafalo with a college football darty.
Archie Manning confirmed that Arch will be staying at Texas, and he will not be declaring for the 2026 NFL Draft. We've known this. It's popped up again. I guess he did a nice little interview there with Texas Monthly, so it's circulating once again. But we've known for a while that's the plan.
Is Arch my dad? Are Archie my dad's age? Is he like 82-83 years old?
Roughly.
I would guess.
Are we having moments where we're
he's
like
in pappy territory?
We're talking about his grandson, like. I don't know, Granddad. Don't be
speaking out of turn. 76 years old. He's still spry, man. He's getting around nicely.
All right.
That's a heavily concussed 76, though, isn't it?
My man took a beating. He was some of the worst teams in the history of football.
They were the Ants at that point, right?
He was on the Houston Oilers that were bad, too.
Oh, I did not. That's a fun trivia question. Yeah, I would have not known that he played for the Oilers.
He took a beating with the Oilers and took a bigger beating with the Saints.
I was wondering how that would change, though. Like, the Manning family is hard on this. You win the national championship and the Heisman, and you play excellent. Like, you're clearly the best quarterback. You're going to go number one, and it's not the Browns, Jets. Who else would I not want to go to?
The Saints. The Saints, I think.
I don't want to go to the Saints.
The Saints have got the best shot. I think the Saints might be the worst team in football.
I think I'd want to go to the Saints. Because the hometown thing and stuff, and that's an organization that's got its stuff figured out over the last 20 years. It's not like they're still the Aints. Do you think they wouldn't want to go Saints? Are you reporting that?
No, I mean, he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, it makes sense. It
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, and it would be kind of interesting the fact that his father, or excuse me, his grandfather was a Saint player.
Like right now I'm telling everybody he's staying, but it's a little bit more fluid than that depending on how much we dominate.
Yeah, I guess if you go out there and you win the Heisman and or win the Natty and you're just lighting it up, you're meeting all the expectations and the hype that has been built up for you, then I guess I could see it too. But it seems like their plan for sure is to let him stick this thing out.
Because
sure
life's
Texas
good.
Fans are loving it. Yeah, life's good. He doesn't need the money. He's making plenty of money already. And you're,
what if he goes
you're
in
at
there
a great program.
In the bed?
Well, then he's definitely going to stay.
No. That's what I'm saying, though. What if he's not the quarterback that everybody believes he's going to be? If you're the family, how do you play that card? That if he goes out there and all of a sudden it's not, you know, he's the reason why Texas is 8-4, you know, or something like that. Like they're like they get in the big game, they lose the Ohio State game, and then they get in the conference.
Does he still get to be the starter the second year?
I would think so.
Because if he's losing the job, we'd be out of there.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. You wonder.
I would think Sark would keep him as the starter, unless it was just so otherworldly.
Sark stayed with Quinn Ewers. He stayed with Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, he's shown the loyalty.
But the picture you're painting sees worse than Quinn Ewers.
I'm just saying, like, what if in fact he's not this Arch Manning that we believe that Arch Manning is?
Well, then
that could be a big story. All of a sudden it's like, well, maybe he's not this guy that we painted.
And
maybe
he's
closer to Spencer Rattler that we thought was going to be this guy, and now he's kind of a guy.
He's going to go and be a Gamecock after this. Is
no,
that what you're
I'm
saying?
Just saying, just but he's a Oregon good, he's a good player, but not a first overall player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's something to be said for that, and it seems like the more people study Arch Manning and look into it and don't just go off the hype and the last name, they consider that. Like, maybe a top five quarterback this year.
See, there's people in the Southeastern Conference that are thinking about, and I'm not just saying about Garrett Nussmeier, but, you know, Nussmeier last year was outstanding. I mean, he carried a LSU team that really defensively – but, I mean, he's – and then Sellers at South Carolina.
Amazing.
He might be – like you say, there might be – what if Arch Manning is the third best quarterback in the SEC? I'm not saying – I'm just saying, you know, we put this kid – I mean, he's had lofty expectations everywhere he's been, in New Orleans High School. And I remember watching him play high school football, and I was like, that looks like a pretty normal kind of, you know – like, you're thinking like a talent like that. It's lighting them up. It's like throwing for 5,000 something, you know, yard, and you know it's like a bunch of. But there were
they struggled.
Yeah, there's just some struggles there. But I just wonder at Texas, is he going to be that guy? And I hope he does for my son's sake, because Bennett, you know, and like he, you know, Bennett being about to be a graduate of Texas, I want to see his team, you know, do well. But I don't. I just wonder if there's so much hype about this player. Is he just, instead of a great one, is he just a good one?
And there's certainly a chance of that, but I don't know, man. I like the cut of his jib. I really do.
I
think he's going to be the real deal. Now, he might not meet all the expectations. Like, he's the Heisman favorite. That's not fair right now.
Yeah.
And he probably won't meet that level of expectation in year one.
I hope.
But I think it'll be obvious. This dude's legit.
If Texas is not what we think Texas is going to be, I hope he doesn't get the blame for it, but he probably will. If Texas is supposed to be a team that's going deep in the playoffs, maybe in the championship, but they figure out that they just get to, you know, they're a 10-win team, and they play in the Sugar Bowl, and they're not a playoff team. I wonder if it's going to be because of the quarterback, and he'll probably get the blame for that.
Probably, absolutely, he'll be very polarizing.
Yeah.
If he does not play well, I do think just watching him play, though, I'm with you, Chief. There just seems to be a cool and a presence about him.
Yeah, he's got a nice little swagger. He's got the speed, and he's got the tools. Like, this dude was born to be a professional quarterback.
Just the
mechanics, you talk about that. It's crisp. It's pure. He pushes the ball down the field.
He can run. He's got some mobility. He's got some athletic ability. I just, like I say, I wonder if we've got him so high that if he just falls a little below that, are we all going to be disappointed by the guy?
Yeah. Well, he's going to give us 2 years of opportunity to evaluate from what it seems like. SEC, it just means more. Brett McMurphy put out his preseason top 25 poll. He left the South Carolina Gamecocks off of it, and so he received a it just means more email from an angry Gamecock from Gabriel. He says that the subject of the email says, big fan of your work.
Okay.
So you click on that, and you're thinking, okay, somebody's giving me my flowers, finally, about dang time.
Yeah, a positive one.
And then you read it, and it starts by saying, yeah, that title is a lie. Your list was garbage. What's your vendetta against South Carolina? Mad because they beat your favorite team or something? Maybe it's time to retire, old-timer. You're clearly becoming senile. Best, a disrespected South Carolina Gamecock fan. Pretty amazing right there.
I love that, man. It reminds me of the Rangers' love-hate relationship with me over Jack Leiter's reality.
Oh, yeah. I bet you were kind of doing a tiger fist bump there as you were dealing with
definitely
the chills.
Definitely not. I was disappointed, but, yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's where it's tough when it's like, man, do I want my take to be right or do I want my team to be good?
Yes.
You know, it's a battle. It's
preferably
a battle.
Both at the same time, but if I have to choose, it's a tough call.
Looks like we might be heading towards a Saturday college football red zone experience for the ages, boys and girls.
Now, bring it.
Who's the red zone host for Saturday college football?
That's a good question. If it's on ESPN, it'll be McAfee, won't it? They just want to wedge him into everything.
Do you think McAfee could do like the, what does it require, 8 hours?
There's no way McAfee could do red zone.
Oh, I think he could do everything. I think he could do it all. I think he could absolutely
do it all. Of course he could
if
he locked in, but would he agree to that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think McAfee. How long does Hansen work on that thing? 8 hours?
Well, 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Yeah. Okay.
I would hope that they could extend Hansen for Saturdays, you know, double, triple the salary, whatever it's going to take, because it just won't feel the same without him.
Oh, I agree 100%. I don't know if – that's a good question, though. Who would be the college football guy to pull that off? I'm sure Scott Hansen could. But back-to-back 7-hour commercial-free days where you don't get to empty the bladder, I mean, that's tough on the body. I mean, I'm going into those negotiations with, hey, this is – I'm putting my body on the line.
Could it be okay? our guy that used to work at NBC here that's at ESPN?
Matt Berry. I could see that.
Could Matt Berry be the guy that does –
Matt Dingle. That'd be crazy.
I wonder if he could be that guy. I bet you he could.
I bet he could pull it off.
Yeah.
I do. But, yeah, Roger Goodell was talking about this, and as you're going to have the ESPN-NFL red zone combo now taking place, they're looking into a college football red zone, and my gosh, bro, that would be wonderful.
That's a lot of games.
That is a lot of games. I wonder if they would just narrow it down to just, like, only for teams that are ranked in the top 25. Those are the only games we're actually going to be really addressing here. Speaking of addressing something, I got ball sacked on this the other day. I actually deleted a tweet.
Oh, no.
Because there was, I'll just read you the headline. Is TCU starting quarterback Josh Hoover part of the furry costume community?
Nice.
Did you guys see this on Twitter? You guys didn't see this on Twitter at all?
No.
So somebody, this is what they can do now, man. I mean, they have the ability with the AI and the Photoshop and all this stuff. They can make it seem like Josh J. Hoover from his Instagram account posted something to his Instagram story of furries, like in the costumes, doing their furry thing, fun weekend, hashtag furry proud. That's the screenshot that was just blasted.
See,
all over,
you follow too many
all
people.
Over the internet.
That's how you get ball sacked all the time.
I mean, you
follow 3,000 people.
I'm taking ball sack grenades left and right these days.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you don't follow 3,000 people, you don't get ball sacked.
Walking
like that.
On eggshells, man. But,
you know, we saw one on vacation a couple years ago, like a kid furry. So it kind of made me wonder. Of course, this was on the West Coast, but it did make me wonder, like, how prominent are these furries? You know, is there a big society out there? I mean, I think like 10 years or so ago, it was kind of known as like a kink thing, and then it became like an alternate identity deal.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's become like I identify as this costume character. So I don't know exactly how big the community is, but we can confirm through lots of sourcing that your starting quarterback for the TCU Horned Frogs is not, in fact, a furry.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Horned Frogs fans are...
You had to look what up? What is a furry?
Yeah,
read it. Read the definition.
A furry is someone who is part of the furry fandom, which is a subculture of people who are interested in anthropomorphic? Yeah, there you go. Animal characters. These are animals with human characteristics.
Yes.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
You had no idea what that was?
Hell no.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And like Dawson said, I think it started out as more of a kink, and now it's become more of like an identity situation for a lot of these folks. But your TCU quarterback, not a member of the furry community.
Says that as much as 1% of people may identify as part of the furry movement.
Unbelievable.
Which is fascinating.
We're going to have furry bathrooms here before too long.
Man, that sounds expensive.
Just go out on the yard.
Yeah. You have like your little litter box.
Just go out. Go out in the yard.
No, not there. That's where Les Miles has lunch.
We're live at Jake's and Saxy here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. But join us here right off the main drag here, 78. And you know, the Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock, so you have time to get some delicious
78
dinner.
And what, Dawson?
I don't know, 78 and something.
78 and who gives a damn? Get your butt here.
Yeah, it's about, I was thinking like
a couple miles east of the bush.
I remember 78. I couldn't remember what the cross street was.
I came in here some back way, dude. I was driving through neighborhoods for like 15 minutes and I just popped up.
Kind of like Lambeau Field. Just
I was like, yeah,
here we are.
They took me off at an earlier exit. We got to run. Why the Dallas Stars hockey program is being drugged through the mud on social media this afternoon. We'll tell you what they're saying and more coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I have three of the fan. Welcome back. We're live at Jake's in Sachse. Best Burgers in DFW and the venue for tonight's Fan Phenom. Your next chance to try out and be a fan host, just like Blake Elliott, Josh Dak, Sterling. And I think that's it. Anybody else? We got three fan
Kevin
phenom.
Gray.
Kevin Gray.
Kevin Gray.
Oh, no, it was KG runner-up. I don't know. KG might have won it, but we do it every year or two, and it's your time tonight, 7 o'clock, to try to make it happen and chat sports with Eric Chiafalo. I mean, at the very least, you got to do that, right?
Absolutely.
That sounds like a fun time. So
yeah,
come
Chief will tee you up.
That fun is going to get started at 7 o'clock, so you do have time to get here. Segment of the Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It was an eventful Cowboys practice today with a number of injuries. We'll talk about that a little bit here with you. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And update on Jake Ferguson, who left today's practice after taking a shot to his back.
Yeah, I asked some people with no, and they said he is getting x-rays as we speak on his back. So we'll see what happens. Let's hope it's not that situation we were talking about with Romo and with the transverse.
Yeah, the broken transverse process
and all that stuff.
Broken bone in the back is what those guys had, and it seemed like you could be out a month or two, depending on how extreme it was.
But
I mean, that's a little bit premature.
Yeah,
hopefully
that
it's
is
just a bruise.
Very much so. But X-rays being done on him currently, and then I asked too about Blue, and I said it's a sprained ankle, and the answer was yes and not bad. Was that reply to that?
How do you look at Jake Ferguson crash dummy in the words injury prone?
I think the way his style of the way he plays leads to the possibility of injuries.
Yeah.
I think that's just the way. He is not a get-down guy. He is not a catch-and-get-down guy. He is a catch, spin, stiff arm, jump, you know, whatever he has to do. And he takes some shots.
And it's his willingness to over the middle of the field.
Exposes his back and all that.
He makes tough grabs where he's getting smacked. It's down the seam. Yeah. Dak threads the needle, and he's there, and Dak knows that he's willing to take a shot. And so it's, I think when it comes to a guy like Jake Ferguson, it's one of the things you sort of have to live with a little bit. Because
that's how he plays.
That's how he plays. And you love that. That's part of the reason why they wanted to get a deal done with him to keep him here, because he plays with an edge and a violence and a tenacity that this team lacks a little bit.
Yeah.
So it kind of comes with the territory of playing that way.
He's one of their toughest players. He really,
really
is.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Kittle kind of plays like that, obviously at a much higher level, but Kittle deals with injuries.
Yeah, when you're one of these receivers and you like and you believe in run after catch, those guys do. The most of the good ones, I mean, the guy at the Raiders is one of the best I've seen when it comes to run after catch. Even last
Brock
year's
Bowers.
Bowers with his rookie year, but what he did at Georgia was incredible. And Kyle Pitts, I think Brock Bowers is what we thought Kyle Pitts was going to be, you know, when you broke him down. But the way that Bowers, these guys, and Kelsey, this run after catch is big for these tight ends. So athletic.
What kind of vibes do you get off of youth sports? We got this story that hit USA Today. I've been hearing about this behind the scenes for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's about the Dallas Stars basically putting the youth hockey world in an absolute vice grip here in North Texas, and maybe abusing their power. Maybe they didn't intend to, but they've effectively become quite a monopoly with lots and lots of power and control. You know, I've been deeply involved in youth soccer for a number of years now, and I think it's just like any other business where they're trying to maximize and optimize their revenue and their profit at every turn. And sometimes it's like, okay, this is a $200 uniform and we're paying $700 for it, right? There's an extreme markup on everywhere. You're going out of town. Here's the team hotel. They're making a cut on the team hotel. That's every step of the way, right? It is a filter to put your money in their pockets. And, you know, in soccer, the leagues and the clubs – I would say they have conspired to, you know, and again, this is capitalism. It's America, right? They have conspired to make ways that we're going to make a deal with you. All the best players are going to come to this league if our plan works, and then we're going to have the college recruiters come look, right, at the players here. So in the parents and players' mind, if you want to reach the top, you really got to be in this league. You know what I'm saying? And I think as, you know, sports parents, you just evaluate that. You make a decision. Are we okay with spending, you know, high four or maybe low five figures of money to give our kid the best chance of optimizing their potential in this sport?
Per year?
Yes. Because iron sharpens iron, right? And you could have the best coaching, but if you're putting your kid out there against crap competition, then they're probably not going to make the adjustments to be ready to play at a high level at 17, 18 years old.
My ex and I made the decision we were going to spend the money on school before we were going to spend it on sports.
That was a very smart decision.
Yeah. And Bennett, and I'm not saying this in a bragging way or anything like that, but the private school, we just went that route. We felt that was the best thing for him. Bennett never got to play club soccer, club football, club baseball. He just played whatever, like eighth grade, ninth grade, you know, all through Greenhill. That was it. And then if we had chamber ball or whatever, that baseball he played. But he never really wanted to play the club sport. And I can understand why people get into it and want to. I think, man, it is a huge, there could be some great benefits from it, but the strain that it puts on the parents and puts on the kid, too.
Yeah.
You know, the pressure that they have to deal with. So
the pressure is going to be huge at the top, no matter
mind,
how you afford
I don't
it.
Like to say, I'm not going to tell somebody how to parent, but I know Kathy and I, we just made the decision, like, listen, you know, let's make sure the educational part of it's paid for. If that's what we're going to pay for, let's pay for that. And the club, so if he wants to play, great, we'll figure out a way. But I tell you what, it is a lot of pressure on those parents and a lot of pressure on the kids.
Spittle had this reporter on from the USA Today, Kenny Jacoby, USA Today. That's the article that I'm working off. The headline, How the Dallas Stars Monopolized Texas Youth Hockey by USA Today. So I wanted an intro to the segment just talking about youth sports in general, because I don't think the Dallas Stars invented any business plan here. They just got lucky that nobody else really had a foundation in Texas that they had to compete against in baseball, volleyball, soccer, all the other major sports. There is a ton of clubs out there, and they're all fighting over resources, but it's decentralized enough in a way that it makes it competitive, and there are enough teams out there that you could play cheaper, or some that are even, you know, allowing you to play for free, although you won't be able to get into the top leagues if you do that. But the Stars control 8 of the 11 full-sized ice rinks in North Texas.
Yeah, this is, there we go.
Nearly all youth hockey in the region must go through them, giving them outsized influence over leagues, coaches, and player development.
Yep.
They've taken over youth hockey operations. After a Frisco club fired two poorly reviewed coaches, the Stars retaliated by taking over all high school hockey operations.
Sure.
They had the power to do this somehow.
Yeah.
Teams lost autonomy. Stars now hire all coaches, set schedules, collect fees, and decide who plays and where. And the reason this is, you know, hitting the public now is because parents are starting to complain as the reports of paying tens of thousands of dollars per year for youth hockey despite reduced ice time and fewer games. So in the last couple of years, they've consolidated their power and said, okay, we're going to profit more. We'll make you pay more. We'll give you less ice time. Ice rental fees have risen 33% in the 6 years that we're talking about this really, you know, coming into to full view for them.
I saw this coming in 1999.
Really?
Seriously. And I saw it because I used to work, you know, at Valley Ranch, and the Stars had their complex there right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
And what they did was there was very few hockey facilities for kids to play at. That was the first one that they had over there in Valley Ranch. And the Stars, you know, they said, hey, come learn how to skate. Learn how to do this for free. Learn how to do this, you know. And the more facilities and stuff that they built, I was thinking, like, okay, nobody else is building a hockey facility. Like, we could build soccer fields. You know, we could have fields all over the Metroplex and play soccer or field hockey, whatever you want to play, football, whatever you want to play. Hockey arenas are a different animal.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, ice time. It's scarce.
Yeah.
And the Stars were, nobody would compete with the Stars to build hockey facilities here. You know, it was the Stars. Oh, it was the Star Center here and the Star Center there and the Stars.
And they convinced seven cities to build those with tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money.
And the first time I went to Coppell, played Dallas Jesuit in hockey over at the Star Center there at Valley Ranch. And it was full.
This was the
kind of when the Stars were really, they were really, you know, they were cranking it up, that the playoff runs, the Stanley Cup runs and all that stuff. That's when hockey became huge. But man, it is an expensive sport.
It is very expensive.
Equipment is not cheap.
I want to salute the Stars business people for having this plan and this vision to tie everything together. You know, that's why there's monopoly laws in place, because the best businesses will ultimately dominate their competition and crush them.
Nobody competed with these guys when it came to that. Nobody built facilities. Nobody built arenas. You know, we were like, oh, hockey, okay. It's like a, you know, football, soccer, everything. We're building all these things. Not hockey arenas. And the Stars are like, okay, we'll build hockey arenas, but we'll get the cities to build them for us, you know, and have them pay that way.
Fascinating story. I mean, I think most everybody, like, reading through this article, I'm like, well, that's just what we do in soccer. Like, a lot of these things are just what go on. I think maybe it's the lack of competition that's made this such a big story. And then the boiling point is a number of players that didn't get a certain amount of ice time that was promised to them contractually, they complained, and they only got like a $300 rebate at the end of the year when their kid wasn't able to be on the ice at all. I mean, I thought that'd be a an easy thing, but apparently they feel like they're owed thousands and thousands of dollars more, and maybe the all-encompassing power. Like, just a couple of years ago, they shut down. They basically took over. I don't know how they had the power to do this, but they took over 12 different high school hockey clubs.
Sure.
And everything to do with their administration, like who they can hire. You know, they can't even schedule ice time for themselves anymore. And they have managed to get that level of control by having an overweighted place in the regional governing body. Okay. So basically they took over the local governing body. It's all Stars' interests.
You cannot pull the wool over our eyes about football in this state, but you could pull the wool over our eyes about hockey.
No doubt.
You can.
Yeah.
You, seriously, when you say hockey, we think playoffs. We think Stars. And I know there's a lot of great Stars fans out there, and they're involved. But in real time, you cannot pull the wool over our eyes on football. No, you're not doing that. Hockey, we have no effing clue what you're talking about when it comes to the club teams and the sports and what it takes.
Yeah.
You know? They don't get away with this in St. Paul, Minnesota.
No.
Or they don't get away with this up in Boston, Massachusetts.
No.
No.
Because there's a lot of hockey culture people around that know the sport
and can teach the sport.
There's frozen lakes.
Yeah, we
here, if you're a parent, you want the best, you gotta trust the Stars to take your kid
But we've seen here where like players do get drafted from this area and play in the NHL, which is great. One out of whatever, but usually it's from some guy from Sault Ste. Marie or one of these other places up north that are getting drafted. We're trying. We're doing our best. Florida's won Stanley Cups down there. Hockey fans down there. But you cannot pull the wool. Hockey here, pull the wool over my eyes because I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Man, that's a great point. And as a final point, I would just like to say that this story did make me wonder how the heck those hockey-playing grandsons, Landon and Maxon, are doing for Kenny.
It'd be
great week to hear from Kenny.
No question, because he would be here tonight, doing the fan phenom.
He would try.
Giving takes.
He was a dedicated, every one of them. He'd show up every one of them. Yep.
How many, what percentage of Cowboys fans would you say are nervous about the upcoming season? We'll answer that and do more here. It's the G-Bag Nation live at Jake's in Sachse, where that fan phenom is going to go down here coming up at 7 o'clock, and we're back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you very much, Lucius. What a groove. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jake's in Sachse here off of 78. Come say hi. It's dinner time. You know, Jake's Burgers has the best burgers. It's the and Dallas is the burger capital of America, right? So best burgers in the burger capital. I know you know Jake's and you love it. We're here at the Sachse location. I got some Cowboys content for you. How nervous are you about this season?
maybe not as nervous as some of these Tolos with the fan phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. They're cultivating their takes. They're curating. I would say come back multiple times because you're likely to get better as time goes on. You never know when you're going to have it and when you might not have it. So don't just go once and be like, oh, I don't have it, right? Come back 2, 3, 4 times, and I'm sure you'll at least be better by the end.
Feel more comfortable, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So how nervous are you about this season? WFAA published a poll. 71% of Cowboys fans are nervous about the upcoming season. They were tied with a couple of other teams, Atlanta and Detroit, for the most nervous fan bases. It's actually not the craziest thing about this survey. We'll get to that in just a second. But it's 2,500 respondents, an average of 43 years old. Reasons for nerves include Micah Parsons not being signed, coming off a 7-10 season, and Dak Prescott trying to have a bounce-back year coming off of another injury. Let me start with this, Brian. Have you seen enough from Dak Prescott to think he's going to be better than he was in the 8 games he played last year?
I feel like the mobility aspect of things, I think thinking on his feet has been the way he's kind of seeing some things. The interceptions, man, he could have had one in the red zone yesterday that I was watching some of the periods, some of the clips, and the 2-minute stuff, and there's those moments where you're like going, oh man, this is going to be a great one, and then the next one you're going, oh geez, I don't think he saw that guy. So I think he's trying to kind of get back in that rhythm. I think he's trying to kind of figure out what Schottenheimer needs from him. It's really going to come down to, can he get the protection? He's got the skill guys to do this.
Yes,
he's got the skill. If this turns into Dallas has to throw the ball every snap, They might have to
7-10
the way that they do. But so far of him looking healthy and him engaged and stuff, and I he looks fine for me in that regard.
I mean, they had to finish strong last year just to get to 7-10. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think I'd be nervous right now. If I was to identify as a Cowboys fan, I would tell you I'm not nervous right now. Because in order to be nervous, there has to be a fear of losing something. And this team has so many damn holes. You know, if like everything was covered but you didn't have a running back, you'd be like, man, I'm nervous that none of these guys are going to step up. But right now, I don't think you can protect. I don't think you can run, and I don't think you can stop the run. Trayvon Diggs and Revel are hurt coming into the season. I mean, this is – I guess you're nervous that maybe they could be in the cellar instead of like 500. That would be where my nerves would be. But even then, I'm like, cool. Let's draft the starting left tackle in the top 10. You know, sign me up for 6-11 right now. That'd be progress.
Yeah, I hear you. If you have some honest evaluation and self-awareness about this football team, then you're not expecting them to do all that much with a rookie head coach and, like you mentioned, at all the roster holes that they have. We complain about it all the time. We complain about it all offseason. You didn't fix this, you didn't fix that, and then you get to this time and now you're nervous. What are you nervous about?
Yeah.
Because the expectation should be, like, what is Vegas telling you? This is a 7.5, 8-win football team? So, I mean, what is there to be nervous about?
If they have lack of success, and one of the reasons is the quarterback, and you're talking about change, that's going to be an interesting offseason.
Yeah,
if that's the are we to the point now where like, okay, you know, we've tried the new coach, new scheme. What else do we need? We drafted linemen.
Yeah,
we tried to get your receiver. Do we go get the running back? I mean, that's all the things you have to think about, but. If it's not a winning season, and it's because of the quarterback, boy, there are going to be some questions that off season is not going to be not very good for a lot of people.
And maybe if your pick is high enough, you'd be thinking quarterback, this works out fine. Let's take Sellers or Nussmeier and let's see what happens. But I think because of the 3 years left on his contract, what they would likely do is say, how can we further protect him? If Guyton's disappointing, should we throw a left tackle at it?
Yeah.
You know, if there is a stud left tackle staring at you with the 8th pick, I couldn't turn that down.
I think the next thing is probably the running back. You know, or the, you know, I mean,
both. Yeah, left tackle, running back.
Yeah, you talk about it, you know, offensive lineman. Are you going to get the right, you know, can you get the right guys with a top 10 pick? You know, you probably could get, me personally, man, I would have drafted Simmons. I would have drafted the kid that Kansas City has, the
left tackle.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. I would, and, you know, I would have said, okay, maybe the things we'll see with Guyton, maybe all the stuff with Guyton and what they were seeing behind the scenes was so positive that they're like, no, we'll be fine at tackle. Well, he's going to, he's, I just worry sometimes of the decisions, like to say that how are they really – are they helping the quarterback? Or does how much help does the quarterback need?
Well, yes. Yeah. And if I think if he struggles again, you know, could you say, well, he's gotten so old after that near MVP season in 2023. No, the difference is Tyron Smith isn't there, right, and Zach Martin got old and had to retire.
Right.
You know, and you're hoping Cooper Beebe becomes a significantly better center than what Tyler Biotish was, and maybe he took a step towards that last year. But you just don't have the quality of offensive linemen. And for a lot of Dak Prescott's career, I think he provided a false sense of security, Chief, about how good he is because he was playing with such a great offensive line.
I saw
the bar just stare at me as I was letting that take go, so I might have leaked a little confidence out here on the floor at Jake's and Saxey, but I believe it.
Yeah, you got to tread lightly when you say that, but it could very much be fair. Now, I do expect the offense. I guess the thing about being nervous would just be, okay, if this thing falls flat, then it's okay. We hired a coach that doesn't know what he's doing, and knowing the way Jerry likes to handle the coaching situation, you're going to be in this problem for years to come.
That's right.
I guess that would be – because I think we saw enough from Dak to see, like, okay, he's back to being – like, he had some really impressive days out there, a little bit up and down, but I think by and large, he was solid. And you've done plenty on the offensive line. If they can stay healthy, you get Tyler Guyton back. I'm expecting the offense to be pretty dang solid, especially the passing game. Hopefully one of these running backs can step up.
Yeah.
But I think the big thing, when this team inevitably doesn't win as many games as the super fan wants them to win, I think it's just going to be your defense was so bad.
Yeah, no, that's the likely culprit. Maybe mid-pack at best. And with a mid-pack offense, it's just not a winning formula.
Because when Dak playing the way he's playing, what we saw in Oxnard with Lamb and Pickens and some of the versatile chess pieces like a Turpin, assuming Ferguson's still healthy here after he got banged up today at practice, like this offense should be pretty dang solid. And they've invested so much in terms of draft picks and quality coaches in Clayton Adams and Connor Riley on the offensive line. In my mind, I'm like, man, that just feels like it has to work at least a respectable level.
Yeah, and I think best case scenario, your offensive linemen take a step up and Javonte Williams and Jaden Blue give you something in the running game to make it potentially much more. I think the offense could be a top five offense, you know, if you get enough great answers. I mean, I would love to believe that at the end of a year, if it was disappointing, the Joneses would look at it like, let's throw a ton of money at fixing these things and try to get one in here. But going back to 2010 through 2014, they never said we're going to rebuild. The Cowboys only emerged in 2014 after multiple great drafts in a row. You hit rock bottom last year, it's time to spend money. It's time to fix our holes. Nope, they're going to take the long route and hope to stack up good drafts in a row before they can emerge again maybe 2027, 2028. Like, I think that's the timeline the Cowboys are on right here. And maybe a slow build is good. I do think they have the right coach. And they have some of the right components, but there's a lot on the line this year if this team sputters out of the gate. So I did mention the craziest stat about that isn't 71% of Cowboys fans that are nervous. It was something else. More than 1 in 3 think Cowboys will reach the Super Bowl. So I feel like in this survey, you just have the best of both worlds. I don't know how you could look at this team and think Super Bowl in any way right now.
No. That's just somebody who thinks they could win every year.
Yeah. Okay. It's the G-Bag Nation live at Jake's in Saxey, and we're coming back with an edition of Football's Finest. Chief, where are you taking us?
What Dak has to say about playing in the preseason, we got a bloodied coach and a potentially blind running back next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.